This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, and we're talking once again now with St. John's Prep Hockey Coach Christian Hansen. And Coach, first thing, congratulations on winning the Catholic Conference. That is, from all accounts, quite an achievement.
Rick, thank you. Yes, I obviously, it's one of those things that doesn't come around that often. I think you'd think it would, but it doesn't or hasn't, so we kind of relished it in the bit on Saturday, but obviously it's back to work with a big game coming up Wednesday.
All right, let's reflect a little bit on it. I know that for coaches, it's the next game that counts. You don't even look at the ones in the past, but we have to. I think it was Phil Stacey writing about the St. John's Prep Catholic Conference Championships, and you have been involved in all three of the most recent wins. And Coach, what does that feel like, both as a player and as a coach, to be involved with that? Because it would seem it's harder to win the Catholic Conference Championship at times than it is the state championship.
Yeah, well, I mean, there is some truth to that. So when I think about it as a player, honestly, it feels like yesterday was 1994, and we were going up against Catholic Memorial at that time, and CM was, I mean, they were a dynasty. They won the state title all 4 years that I was in high school. They were the team to beat. So my senior year, we had a really good group of seniors and probably one of our stronger teams. So we were able to compete pretty well with them. We split with them during the season. We ended up as co-champions of the conference, both of us losing just that one game against each other. So I do remember it pretty well, and it was satisfying at the time, and I guess it's fun still to look back at it.
Well, absolutely. And again, it's just incredible that the conference is so hard to win, but it speaks well to the caliber of coaching and players that you get. Now, Coach, most recent game, again, reading the game story on this one, this was a game primarily of special teams that capitalized?
Yeah, so our power play was really effective on Saturday, and that's where you kind of see it on the score sheet. But, yeah, I also have to give a lot of credit to our penalty kill, especially in the third period when the game was 2-1, they really effectively killed off a penalty. And then not only that, with 10 seconds left on that penalty kill, they were able to draw a penalty, which put us up on the power play, and then we scored to make it 3-1. So that was quite a swing in the game. And, you know, I've been kind of saying it for years, and it's certainly not, you know, my saying to coin, but special teams wins games. And that was, at the forefront on Saturday.
Christian, you know, as a coach of a public and a private, the advantages of having kids at your level now, does it allow you to get more time during practice on special teams?
So, I mean, really, we've kept the same kind of coaching system and philosophies throughout all these years, mm-hmm. Even when it comes to the amount of time we spend on each part of the game. And, you know, it's funny, it's unlike other sports where you're really limited by the amount of ice time that you have.
Mm-hmm.
So we have 60 minutes per day, and you have a full team of kids, and not everybody's on the power play. So you can't have a group of guys that sit there while other guys are doing the power play or penalty kill. So we basically take 10 minutes in practice, and that's our focus, would be power play. And then we move on to other things. So we try not to get stale with it. We try to, go over some teaching points and make sure everybody understands our system. But that's about what we designate per game on the ice. And then we have film time and videos and things that we watch off the ice, but on ice is relatively limited, really, in the big picture.
Right. Yeah, I'm glad you point that out because, with baseball and football, you're out there in the field till it gets dark or till the lights go out or whatever it might be, and you can keep the kids out there.
Right.
You can't do that in hockey. So that is, plus the other thing is you have to keep all the kids active almost all the time on the ice.
Exactly. The ice surface is only so big, and if you're using it for power play, you have guys sitting on the bench waiting to jump back out and participate in practice. So, it's tough. It's a challenge, and everybody deals with it. And, I guess it's something that you get used to and accept if you're a non-power play guy. And especially if you're a younger guy, right, your goal is, I want to be on the power play. And And that's oftentimes how it does happen. The younger guys get their turn after kind of sitting and waiting.
Oh, that's cool. I would think being on the penalty kill is equally as good because you get you got a lot more ice to work with out there, and you got a lot more responsibility.
Our penalty kill has been great. Cooper Hosmer is a sophomore. Carson Irving is a junior. Those two guys up front have been our top two penalty killers. And then defensively, we're using Jack Daugherty, a senior captain, and J.R. Goldstein, who's a sophomore. So we have a couple younger guys on the penalty kill, but they've been really effective, and it can be a thankless job because, again, you don't show up on the stat sheet, but it's so important, and those guys are blocking shots and really working hard, and we owe a lot of credit to them.
Student-athletes in the Catholic Conference have a particular pride, I would think, in both academics and athletics. What's it like, Coach, for your team off the ice? In other words, how do you build chemistry as a coach with kids, not during practice, not during games, whether it's, as you say, watching films or in the weight room or whatever it might be, spaghetti dinners? How does that work?
Yep. We do all those things, and that is, I always say that's the biggest challenge that we face, especially when we open up our season against a team like Hingham, because all those kids at Hingham grew up playing together, and they kind of know their roles, and they know each other, and they've already been able to establish friendships. And they have 90 kids that come out for their hockey team in Hingham, so I mean they have the numbers and they have the chemistry. So that's why that's always such a tough game. And then as our year goes along, our kids get to become more of a family, and you're together every day at the rink. We have a really nice locker room at Essex Sports Center, so the kids are able to kind of just hang out in the locker room there. It's our own designated space. But we do lifts 2 days a week. We do film, and we generally do a pasta party for our weekend game. Even sometimes during the week, actually, at the rink has a kind of like a pizza shop in there, and the kids will hang out there.
Okay.
We spend a lot of time together.
I forgot that when you were playing, you guys had to go to Wilmington, so just give me a reflection on how good it is to have a home rink right next door to the school.
Right. So, I mean, as a player, for me, I played in Wilmington all 4 years, and then as a coach, I started in 2007. We played in Wilmington until 2016. So, I mean, Wilmington for me was home. I played there. I coached there.
Mm-hmm.
But this is different, and this took a little time to get used to. And we had really so much success in Wilmington that it felt like home. And then we've had to really kind of work at it at Essex to make it feel like home, not just with the locker room, but you want to have some success on the ice. And we've been able to do that. And incredibly, it's probably been 6 years now that we've been there. And now it does feel like home, but it took a little time.
Well, that's interesting because there's this big looming figure of Mark Leonard at Essex Tech. So you sort of have to, establish your own turf, I would suppose.
Yeah, well, the great thing about Essex is they have two ranks. So we both kind of have our own sides. And he's done a really great job with that program. And I am able to see them play on occasion, and a ton of credit to him for what he's built over there.
Oh, we've got some great deans of coaches here on the North Shore, and kids are so lucky to have you guys. Coach, now, let's reflect before we get to the next game. Your defense is ridiculous. 12-1-0 at this point, number one in D1. You've given up 15 goals in 13 games, Coach. So what does that mean to you and your staff in terms of what you've gotten across to these kids?
Yeah, it's something that we preach every year. That's your success starts in the defensive zone. And I don't just mean the goalie or the defense. It's a team effort. The forwards back contributing. Defense keeping things simple for us and making a really good first pass. And obviously getting strong goaltending like we have has – that's the most important position on the ice, but it's truly a team effort, and I'm proud of the way we've played in the D zone, and part of that success too is we've been down the other end so much, shooting on our opponent and playing in their end that you're not giving up goals. So
okay,
but you can't get it's still January, so
yep.
You gotta kind of temper it and keep focusing on it.
All right, speaking of Mark Leonard, I have to talk to him next, as a matter of fact, in my next interview. But before we do that, Coach, tell me, we have to speak about it again. I haven't asked you about the Derek Hines helmet and what that means to you and the team.
Yeah, I mean, that's our reward that we give out after every win, and it generally goes to a player who who was kind of just selfless on the ice and did something really big for the team. Maybe it was a goal, maybe it was a block shot, maybe it was an assist, maybe it was a penalty kill. So on Saturday, we gave it to Jack Daugherty as a senior captain. I don't think Jack was on the score sheet at all, but Jack's a leader on this team, sacrifices the body every game, plays physical, penalty killer. And, you know, for a Catholic Conference title, it was important that Jack got recognized in front of everybody as for all the work that he puts in. So Jack was our recipient Saturday against Zavarian.
I appreciate that. Finally, Coach, CM again. You beat him 4-1 first time around. You're home this time. What's the deal? What do you expect?
That game was kind of a funny game. They scored in the first 30 seconds of the game to build a 1-0 lead. We scored four times in the first period to make it 4-1 after one. And then there were no goals scored the rest of the game. So I thought they were big. I thought they were strong physically. We have a lot of respect for them. We know how good that program is. That's a legendary program. So we know how difficult Wednesday night is going to be.
Congratulations, Coach, on winning the Catholic Conference Championship. And as you said, a long way to go yet. Looking forward to the rest of the year. Thanks so much.
All right, Rick. Thank you very much.
Be well, Christian. Thank you. Good night. That's Christian Hansen, who is the St. John's Prep hockey coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.